The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that Kenny Atkinson and Darius Garland went into, I believe this was after Monday's game. I really like this because one of the very few points that you can look at and maybe nitpick is how the Cavs are playing in the third quarter and how they come out of halftime. And that is something that ties back to JB Bickerstaff. Kenny Atkinson and Darius Garland weighing in on this. I think this was 2 days ago.
I don't know what our third quarter stats say. I think that's our next hurdle. Obviously, last night was not a good one. I know this team has struggled in the third quarter. It seems to me the great team are third quarter teams, too. So we got to do a better job coming out of the locker room.
Third quarter, I think we just came out lackadaisical. And that's something to fix, especially to take that next step. You have to be a good second half team as well.
Another bad third quarter. That's you're going to say, man, you're 11-0, relax. But it's like, if I was going to be nitpicky, you know, the third quarters are important. That's two nights in a row. A little bit of a concern. It's something we got to look at.
So I think it's totally valid because that is the thing. Like, I'm watching them this year. There are multiple times where I've seen in the third quarter, they just look like a shell of themselves. And again, like, in the end, you've got 70 games to work it out. But do I think that that could be the thing that cost you your winning streak to start the season? Yeah, I kind of think it will be the thing.
So there's a couple interesting things off of this. One, obviously, it was very apparent in the Bulls game that the third quarter was just an absolute stinker. I mean, that's where you gave up multiple near double-digit leads, and then you were about to leave the third quarter. If not for that 19-9 run, you would have been down double digits yourself. But I looked at it really quickly, and they're about middle of the pack right now for 2024 in the third quarter as far as scoring is concerned. Did you know where they were in 2023 for third quarter scoring?
Where's that?
They were fifth to last in the NBA. Hmm. Like, so, you know, like, I know Atkinson is mad at himself right now, and I get it, and he's focusing on it. In the last three, by the way, last three games, they've been a miserable third quarter team, but last year, like, this is an actual improvement over what JB Bickerstaff did last season in the third quarter relative to scoring.
So do you think it's just nitpicking?
I think that's what it is. I think he's at a point where, like, let's say a couple years from now, we have this show really humming, ratings are through the roof, everything is going great, and we're like,
of course,
well,
that's what's
going to
happen.
Well, we gotta find something to go ahead and yell about, right? Like, we can't just tell them we think the show is awesome and great.
Yeah,
you gotta find something. I think that's what it is.
Start screaming at the producer, maybe.
That's always the answer. Yeah. I do wonder if he also wanted people like me to dive into the numbers a little bit and then be like, oh, you did that thing in the interview where they're like, tell me your weaknesses, and then you just give them a bunch of strengths. Like, oh, if you really dive into it, he's actually 11 spots better than what JB was last year at it.
I like the idea. I don't think Kenny Atkinson's that deep. That's the only part of this.
You know, I'm a very deep person when it comes to this stuff, and so I think things maybe like seven times more than anyone needs to. But
I mean, I would be so impressed if he's like, I know Nick and Jonathan, and I'm going to go ahead and make sure they find a way.
Right, like somebody's going to do the research.
A backdoor way to pay me a great compliment here.
Somebody's going to fact check whether or not I'm on the money with this or not.
I think because it's happened a lot more recently, I think that's the trend we should pay attention to. And listen, if they button it up tonight and they're great in the third quarter, and then they, you know, are great this Friday, and then on, if it doesn't rear its head, then you're right. It's just a momentary trend. But I think it's worth keeping an eye on because that's exactly how you lose to teams that you shouldn't lose to. And there's a swath of them coming up between now and the Celtics game. So
for sure.
216-474-0092. Is it just nitpicking by Kenny Atkinson? That is what great coaches do. They never let a team feel themselves to the specific degree of thinking they're that great.
Well, I also think that's just how like really exceptional humans are in general, right? Like nothing is perfect, nothing is great. They got to consistently be tinkering with things, and sometimes you can tinker too much too. You know, sometimes
I tinker damn too much.
You put too much of an emphasis on that third quarter, and all of a sudden your second quarter is struggling, and you're like, all right, what happened?
People are like, that Nick Wilson, he tinkers a bit too much.
Big
and I'm
tinkerer.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I apologize for nothing. We are going to go ahead and get to bandwagons with Mac Robinson right now. Magic Mac?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, guys. So we're going to start off in the NFL. Right,
that was a very announcery intro. Hello, guys.
Hello, sports fan.
I'm off the Mac Robinson radio voice thing. I'm off that bandwagon. Just so we're clear.
I'm on it. Flex on your voice that the radio gods gave you. Bring it out as often as you possibly can.
if you should have called him King. And flex on that voice, King. I think that's how that's supposed to go if you were truly on the bandwagon.
In the audio world, having a deep radio voice is the equivalent of being on TV and being like Zac Efron. Like, why would you diminish that?
So people say about my voice all the time.
Think Zac Efron makes himself uglier on purpose? No. Mac, you got the voice, go for the voice.
Mac, now that we've picked on you, give us our first four bandwagons here.
So earlier today was announced that Joe Flacco will be benched in favor of Anthony Richardson, who regains the starting job in Indianapolis after Flacco threw for 272 yards, two touchdowns, three ugly interceptions on Sunday against Buffalo at home. So, guys, are you back on the Anthony Richardson bandwagon?
I'm not. I love the idea that he was basically a combine darling. He set vertical records. He set all sorts of different athletic records at the combine. You pulled the string on him too early. I think you can't. You can't then try to make it right. I don't think it's going to work. I think his confidence is dinged. I just don't love that he took himself out of that play. I know that it was very bothersome to people in Indy. It's bothersome to me as well. I am off right now on the bandwagon.
I do love a good buy low solution. I do. I love when you're like, hey, this stock couldn't go any lower. It's going to rebound, even if marginally, and then I'll sell it off. You can tell I don't do the stock market. But no, I'm off. I just am. I'm at least off in Indy, right? Because maybe he goes somewhere else,
fair.
Fresh start. Maybe he's got to sit for a while. Maybe the Trey Lance, but this one actually works out. He does have. I mean, you watch enough of his game. There's four or five plays per game that you're like, whoa, you can do that? The problem is the other 50 plays a game that he has to deal with.
I worry about him going somewhere else, though, because Shane Steichen he was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles when they went to the Super Bowl. When Jalen Hurts was at his best, it was Shane Steichen.
You think Kevin Stefanski's better than Shane Steichen?
I do, but I think they're very similar people in many respects.
All right, what's next, Mac?
So to go to another young quarterback that was benched and brought back in, Bryce Young won his second straight game in Carolina over in Germany on Sunday morning. And so now with the win streak with Carolina, Bryce Young will be the opening day starting quarterback for Carolina next season.
Okay, so I'm on that bandwagon because there's just no better choice. Like that, like you almost are better to give Bryce a third year and fail and then fire Canales and maybe make a play at Arch Manning. That actually might be a better play because that team is far away.
Yeah, I'm off the bandwagon. I'll take the steaming pile of trash in the corner over Bryce Young starting week one. I want nothing to do with that. Please, you find any other option. I can go to the park and find people I'd take more interest in than Bryce Young now.
Bryce is better than Anthony Richardson.
No, thank you. I'm not on the Anthony Richardson bandwagon either.
Yeah, I'm just saying, comparatively.
It'd be different if I was like, Anthony Richardson has it. and then Bryce Young doesn't. They both don't have it.
I think this is less of Bryce Young and more of, because of the way he framed it, that's more where I'm at. Now, I do think it would make make some sense if he brought in a veteran to push him as opposed to sit behind him like Andy Dalton. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to move on from Bryce so you can draft Shedeur Sanders, who people think is probably not a franchise quarterback. That doesn't seem like you get any closer to winning in Carolina.
Moving on to Thursday night football, which you will be able to listen to here on 92.3 The Fan. Tomorrow night, as Washington, the Commanders travel to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. If the Eagles get the win, Nick Sirianni saved his job in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm on the bandwagon. I'm on it. I hate that I'm on it, but I'm on it. I can't believe he saved his job. But if he wins tomorrow night, he 100% saved his job, Nick.
So does this mean if he loses, he gets fired?
It does not mean that. It does not mean that.
Right.
It just means that I think it would actually stamp down the idea that Sirianni did enough. He somehow recovered from them starting 10-1 and just snowballing their season into the ground last year. And I thought it was like, it was a plane wreck is what it was. And you look around, you're like, there's nothing we can save here. There's nothing, there's no scrap we can get out of it. It's all just done. And somehow, some way, he's been able to get this thing back on the tracks. I have no idea how.
They've won 5 straight, and no one's told the national media, who keeps trying to fire a guy that's 7-2 and in first place in the division. There's no bandwagon to jump on. His job's not in danger today. He's going to get through the playoffs. The thing that will fire or hire him or save his job or, you know, not save his job is the playoffs. So they could win 12 games this year. They could actually win every game to the rest of the season if you don't get to the NFC title game. I don't know that you're bringing this guy back. And some of that is in the same way that I'm like, I like Kevin Stefanski, but ooh, look, a Mike Vrabel.
I mean, the talent is so high.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are wondering if the talent is just so great that it's overcoming any coaching mistakes he has.
And do you know how Howie Roseman has lasted as long as Howie Roseman has? He scapegoated every coach. Doug Peters won a championship with Nick Foles, and then 3 years later was out. Howie Roseman is the Teflon Don because he just keeps pushing coaches in front of buses.
Howie Roseman, well, he has to, because remember, he got pushed in front of the bus by Chip Kelly years ago.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly took over the power, had all autonomy, and then Howie Roseman got relegated to a lesser role, and he's like, I'm not letting that happen ever again. He got the power back, and he's retained it, and now he's looked at as one of the best in the league.
I'm going to be the Howie Roseman afternoon drive, so watch out for that bus, friendo.
Oh, no.
Oh, he didn't tell you?
Oh, no. Nobody told me that was coming.
That is Bandwagons with Mac Robinson. Magic Mac, as he's known to some. Macaroni Bologna to others. Daryl Ryder joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on the Browns coming off this bye, the Saints game, the importance of it. Are the Browns still trying to win? 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.